Unit 5. Dangerous and Unusual Journeys to School.
Many teenagers all over the world have to commute to and from school. For most teenagers, this means going by bus, bike, car, or train, and in a short time they arrive safe and sound and right on time at school. But it's important not to forget that in some parts of the world, school can be a hard-won luxury. Many children across the globe have to take the most absurd and unimaginable routes in order to receive the education that some of us may take for granted. This list we collected will show you just how determined some children can be when it comes to getting an education. In Colombia, some kids have to take a flying fox to get to school. The unsafe ride on an 800-meter-long steel cable is 400 meters above the Rio Negro River. For some students in Indonesia, it is common to go to school by canoe. Wild animals and bad weather conditions make the journey especially hard for them. Riding a tuk-tuk to school is normal for many people in India. You share the tiny auto rickshaw with more than 20 people, leaving you without any personal space. But at least your means of transport is motorized. If you're unlucky, there is no car available and then you just have to ride in a horse cart. In the Philippines, some elementary school students have to cross a river on inflated tire tubes. Sometimes there are three kids on one tire tube, making it an even more dangerous journey. Last but not least, some students in China have to hike the Pili Mountains to get to their boarding school, which is 125 miles away. The steep hike and the absence of safe paths make the journey especially dangerous. According to UNESCO, progress in connecting children to schools has slowed down over the past 5 years. Areas that lack suitable routes to school can often flood, making it even harder for kids to commute. Dangerous paths are one of the main reasons why many children decide to quit school. The solution might seem easy. Build roads and bridges, buy buses and hire a driver. However, the lack of funds and recurring natural disasters in many countries make it difficult to provide children with the solutions they so desperately need.